Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the over-the-top studios at Scratch Labs in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas, Boulder Ballet's The Nutcracker Series, and we're visiting this morning with Aaron Tunbridge. Aaron, you've got the best accent in the ballet.
Thank you.
So tell us what you do for Boulder Ballet.
So I am actually the marketing manager for Boulder Ballet. As well as that, I am the outreach director. So I coordinate anything to do with Boulder Ballet going into public schools.
So how does this work exactly? I mean, what are your main duties as marketing director?
So I coordinate pretty much anything with trying to get awareness for the company. So we do a lot. We're actually breaching into some radio this season, which we didn't do last year. But for the Nutcracker specifically, we work in collaboration with the Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra to market to both of our audiences and basically get our reach as wide as we can. So I coordinate a lot of our print marketing, online, social media, all of that kind of stuff. All of that is me.
And why is it important to get into the public schools?
So to get into the public schools is really important for us because we have a strong connection to our community, and we want to keep that and grow that. And it also allows us to reach more people and to provide the arts for such a wider audience. And we work a lot with underserved populations, so we go into a lot of the Title I schools. And we're currently serving 5 of the surrounding counties. And we, for the Nutcracker specifically, we provide 150 free tickets to our preview night performance of the Nutcracker.
Oh, you do?
For a Title I school that we serve. So a school that we go into that has our outreach program throughout the year also gets this as a bonus. So we get to choose which school that is, and we like to make it a different school every year.
Now, I'm assuming the Nutcracker has got to be huge for you. Because,
yes.
I mean, there's so much interest in it.
Yeah, I started coordinating the marketing for this in May.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yep.
Now, how do you drive interest into other performances?
So it's kind of similar. I mean, the Nutcracker is definitely our biggest production. But we reach different audiences depending on the shows that we have. So we have our contemporary, or sort of more contemporary dance production, which is Stepping Out, which is in February. And for that one, we target a different audience. So we reach out more to audiences that are studying dance or that are taking modern dance classes. We reach out to the universities and things like that. Whereas the Nutcracker is a little more family friendly. So we target the families, and it's a little more of a wider reach.
And with the Nutcracker, it seems like that's kind of the one ballet a lot of people see a year.
Yeah.
So how do we reach out and get them to go see more productions?
Well, that's always, that's the magic question. So we like to encourage them to go see other things by providing like ads and things in our programs, connecting anything with the Nutcracker we can. So we'll put up information about our upcoming season and things. We have events that we invite people to. So for example, like open rehearsals throughout the year and things like that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Mostly though, most of those at the moment are for our donors and volunteers that we invite, but we will have some throughout the year that will open up to the public. So we try to engage people rather than just saying, here, come to this show, you know. So, it's a little more active. And something that I've been trying to do this year, which I'm focused mostly on the Nutcracker right now, but I'm going to continue this kind of trajectory this year, is to do a lot more active things. So we're doing a lot more social media marketing and promotions that way. So we're doing a Rat King versus Nutcracker Prince idea on social media, which is kind of fun, and a few other little things. We've got a promotion on radio for people to win tickets to the Nutcracker. So, you know, it's we're trying to engage people that maybe haven't seen the Nutcracker before.
Now, you've got a lot of fun pre-Nutcracker events coming up at bookstores, at Munchkin Masquerade. Can you tell us some about those?
Yeah, so they are a lot of fun, particularly the Munchkin Parade, which is in Pell Street on October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m., little plug. And so we'll be there. We have, I think, 7 students lined up who are going to be coming in Nutcracker costumes. They'll be handing out information about the production and candy as well, which is excellent. We're going to have a few other fun things there. So there'll be some stand-ins where kids can come in and put their face in to be you know, the Sugar Plum Fairy or the Nutcracker Prince or something like that and have their photo taken. So that's really fun. And the book readings, we have book readings at Boulder Bookstore and Barnes & Noble here in Boulder and up in Loveland, because we do have a Nutcracker in Longmont as well. So they're just a time for anyone to come in and see our professional company dancers dressed up in their Nutcracker costumes, and they will be reading the Nutcracker to anyone that comes. And after,
oh, they will, in character.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then after that, they do a little movement series, I guess you would call it. It's basically they lead some movements, some ballet movements, and then they'll show maybe some lifts or something like that, depending on who the dancers are that are reading.
And how fun to hear their voices, because, yeah, I mean, ballet dancers are actors, actresses who never really get to speak.
Exactly, yeah. And honestly, I love going to those things because it's a great way to be connected, because there's always that fourth wall, you know, with a performance. So it's kind of breaking that down. You can get close. You can for the young kids, it's really great for them to touch, you know, pointe shoes, and for them to understand that they're not soft. You know, so it's breaking down a lot of those things, which is great.
And then how about the Nutcracker tea? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I wasn't involved too much with the Nutcracker tea, to be honest. So I don't know a lot about it. I know that it takes place for 2 days at the Boulderado in Boulder. And basically it's just like high tea. And then we'll have some of our students go, and they are actually in their costumes as the servers, which is kind of fun.
So, Erin, can you now tell us the dates and times of the performances of the Nutcracker?
Yeah, so the Nutcracker that's in Boulder is taking place at Mackey Auditorium at CU Boulder, and it is going to be on Friday, 25th of November at 2 and 7 p.m., and then also on Sunday, November 27 at 2 p.m.
And then there's a couple of shows coming up in Longmont?
Yeah, so we do the Nutcracker again with the Longmont Symphony. That's taking place at Vance Brand Auditorium, and they are going to be on December 3 and 4.
And how many shows out there? Are there two or just one each day?
Just the two, one each day. So okay. Saturday, December 3rd, it's at 4 p.m., and then Sunday it is at 2 p.m.
And then after the Nutcracker, do you get a big break and a rest after all the work everyone's having to put in right now?
A little bit. I mean, for marketing, there is always an overlap with shows. So we're trying to market the next show as soon as the Nutcracker's done. But yeah, we have a break over Christmas for about 2 weeks, and then we come back in and get straight back into it again.
Well, Erin, I want to thank you very much for taking some time to visit with us today.
Thank you so much.
Boulder Ballet is the Nutcracker series. I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.